Everyone bets on TV. Hey, you're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. I'm here with the Monkey Power Trio, who just did most recently a song. What's that song called?
That was called TV.
TV. That's off of their brand new album, Hacking Through the Tentacles of Despair, our brand new 7-inch record. Their ninth, representing their ninth day as a band, their ninth year as a band, if you're still trying to figure out what's going on. Before that was a song called All Right by the band Prehensile Monkey-Tailed Skink, which three of you were in?
Yeah, three of us, Matt, Mark, and Dan, were in that with Pete Larson. It was a four-person band.
I wasn't on that particular recording. I joined the band later.
That's Matt talking.
Yeah, Matt. So that was Mark and Dan and our friend Pete.
Of 25 Suaves and...
And, yeah, a million other bands.
Couch.
Pterodactyls, Couch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that was off your first Skink record.
Remember, was it the first one?
Yeah, that was.
Before that was Planet of the Apes is Real by the Monkey Power Trio, which is off of... Which one? This one?
The orange one.
1999, I think
it was.
No,
it was 2001. Or no, it was 2000.
Hmm.
I think that was
something
one...
Something like that.
We recorded that in Ann Arbor, didn't we?
Yeah, it was this one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So 1999.
99, Flying Through Glass.
Right, Flying Through Glass.
No, 1999 was when we were in New York.
I can't take it anymore.
And all nine of these records are available at monkeypowertrio.com.
Correct.
For order. Also, you can listen to MP3s.
That's right, Jason.
Buy purses and
And you can listen to outtakes at where?
Monkey Power Trio Underground. Just do a Google for that. That's not the address, actually.
Or follow the links page. Do we have a link to it at the main site?
We do.
Still?
We still have a link to the Underground.
And that actually has, like, everything that you've
recorded? That actually has all the lyrics, also, to every song that's been released.
It doesn't have everything. It has a lot of outtakes that never were released on records, but only the ones that we could agree to release to the public.
Oh, that's right. There are some that can't be released to the public.
There's a lot of outtakes that we just want to bury forever.
Unless highly requested. Yeah, the Fox Sports commercial's on there also. I don't know if we have that on the regular site. It might just be at the Underground. So that's pretty interesting, actually.
And you guys have plans for a CD compilation release?
Yeah.
Sort of, is that distant in the future?
It's going to encompass the first 10 years. So tomorrow is our 10th year day as a band, and then we go to work on a CD set of some sort, and also release our 10th album.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of work ahead.
I have another question or two, if that's okay.
Sure.
So you guys, other than only one of you is a musician regularly, other than this one day a year?
Yeah.
That's right.
So I guess anybody can respond, but how does being in the Monkey... Anybody but him. But how does being in the Monkey Power Trio affect the other 364 days of your life?
Oh, what did we say before? There are 364 days for sex, but one day for monkey power. Yeah, it does. It cuts into our sex lives.
I like your explanation I've heard before about we use the 364 days to store up material for that one day when you can kind of puke it all out in the studio,
The way I try to think about it is that, you absorb, like, all these... If you listen to our music, it's got a lot of stuff about, like, advertising messages and...
Uh-huh.
There are elements of, like, Homeland Security stuff lately, and it's, like, a lot of popular events and a lot of, like, marketing slogans and stuff make their way into it, so it's kind of like you just absorb stuff for your entire life, and then one day a year we can go in and just kind of, like Dave said, like, just vomit it all out and say, just kind of start fresh. It's just like, cleaning out your memory banks and everything that's in there, just, puke it out.
Uh-huh.
Catharsis.
That's the college word for it.
Do you guys all feel that way about it?
Yeah, that's pretty good. We also, it affects our lives because once we record, it takes us 3 or 4 or 5 months of arguing and, writing back and forth emails often every day to choose songs and,
Yeah, because
fight
we
over
usually record like 6 hours and we can only fit 12 minutes on a 7-inch. So we usually... you know, everybody fights over which songs are going on and which ones aren't, and then we have to do all the discuss the other issues of production and stuff. So we spend a lot of time outside of our one day of the studio actually, like, trying to get these records out. But we just don't – we don't actually record music except for that one day a year. But it turned out – I mean, it turned out to be a hell of a lot more work than just one day of the year, which is what I thought it was at the beginning. But, yeah, we actually spend a lot of time on this.
If you would have known.
Yeah, if I would have known.
Matt is a lot – the old Matt was a lot less happy about being in the... This is, like, optimism. Like, yeah. All this joking about can't wait until this is over. Like, this is night. Like,
I'm not good at improvising, and I agreed to do it one day of the year, but I'm, like, it's very stressful for me. I'm always very relieved when we finally decide to do the last song of the session. But,
without,
you know,
the session looming over you.
Yeah. This is a good year because we're going to get this done in April. So that'll have, like, you know, I'll have most of the year not worrying about Monkey Power coming up. And in that way, we might be able to work on getting this new record, whatever we record tomorrow, out. And then we might actually be able to do the CD thing, which is going to take a lot of arguments in addition to the usual one. We might actually be able to do that this year. We've talked about it for a while. We just haven't done it, but it's 10 years. I had the good idea that since this year is the year of the monkey, that we could release CD compilations every 12 year on the year of the monkey anniversary. So,
this isn't on topic, but I'd just like to thank all of CBN because you guys have been one of the stations that most likes to play our stuff. And we get a lot of feedback from people that come to our website and stuff after hearing it on CBN, and we really appreciate that. So thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. I would say that the Monkey Power Trio and Prehensile Monkey-Tailed Skink are very important influences on the way that music is in Ann Arbor and great things about music in Ann Arbor. So thanks a lot for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to finish the public debut of the 9th year of the Monkey Power Trio record, Hacking Through the Tentacles of Despair, with a song called UFO. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes, that should be correct.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.